This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Eating processed food for every meal isn't healthy for people or for dogs. We all know that. And kibble is subject to multiple rounds of high heat processing, making it an ultra processed food. The Farmer's Dog is real, fresh, healthy food with whole meat and veggies gently cooked in human-grade kitchens to preserve their nutritional value. My dog, Barnaby, loves the Farmer's Dog. When he sees me pulling one of those packets out, he comes running. It's personalized, vet-developed, and it has recipes for as little as $2 a day. Meals arrive in pre-portioned, ready-to-serve packs, and they're conveniently delivered on whatever schedule works for me.
Get 50% off your first box of fresh, healthy food at thefarmersdog.com/happier. That's 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/happier.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. I am a tremendous admirer of the work and thought of the brilliant, eccentric 18th century English writer and lexicographer Samuel Johnson, also known as Dr. Johnson. I love his work. I sometimes disagree with his observations, but even in disagreeing, he helps me understand my own thoughts better, and he always expresses himself so beautifully. Lately, I've been thinking a lot about education. The crucial nature of education, the value of great teachers and schools, the importance of helping people get the education they strive for, and what happens when people aren't able to get the education that they need and deserve. And that made me think back on a little story in Boswell's book, The Life of Samuel Johnson. Much of what we know about Dr. Johnson comes from this absolutely delightful and celebrated kind of sort of biography, The Life of Samuel Johnson, which was written by his close friend, James Boswell. And in this book, Boswell recounts a story about a boat ride he took with Samuel Johnson. Dr. Johnson and I took a sculler at the Temple Stairs and set out for Greenwich. I asked him if he really thought a knowledge of the Greek and Latin languages an essential requisite to a good education. Johnson. Most certainly, sir, for those who know them have a very great advantage over those who do not. Nay, sir, it is wonderful what a difference learning makes upon people even in the common intercourse of life, which does not appear to be much connected with it. And yet, said I, people go through the world very well and carry on the business of life to good advantage without learning. Johnson. Why, sir, that may be true in cases where learning cannot possibly be of any use. For instance, this boy rows us as well without learning as if he could sing the song of Orpheus to the Argonauts, who were the first sailors. He then called to the boy, "What would you give, my lad, to know about the Argonauts?" "Sir," said the boy, "I would give what I have." Johnson was much pleased with his answer, and we gave him double fare. Dr. Johnson then turning to me, "Sir," said he, "a desire of knowledge is the natural feeling of mankind, and every human being whose mind is not debauched will be willing to give all that he has to get knowledge." Now, I don't agree with everything that Samuel Johnson said and wrote, but I do agree. It is wonderful what a difference learning makes upon people even in the common intercourse of life. And to help people gain education and to get it ourselves is one of our most important duties. I often think about how my parents worked and sacrificed, and probably just as important, set a good example themselves so I could have a good education, and my grandparents before them. I never take it for granted. Samuel Johnson is one of my patron saints. If you want to read more about why and about my other patron saints, I'll post a link in the show notes. And I'll also post a link to Boswell's book, The Life of Samuel Johnson. I will warn you, I love this book and have read it 3 times, and it's a major work in the history of biography, but it's probably not a book that everyone will enjoy. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.